As members on our eBAL distribution list know, HQR News, that's this channel, operated at low power for a day or so earlier this week. Thanks to George Scheibner, John McCary, and our consulting engineer, Joby Sprinkle, we identified the problem as a failed power supply for the main transmitter. The team went back to the wilds of Brunswick County yesterday and took us back to full power. When our main 91.3 signal is out, our HD1 and 2 signals are not operational. The classical HQR translator in Myrtle Beach is also silent when the HD is out of service, and the news translator in Myrtle can also be interrupted as well, as is our news translator in Lumberton. The good news is that 92.7 in Wilmington continued broadcasting classical HQR uninterrupted, and both streams remain live on WHQR.org and on our smartphone app, which, by the way, is a great way to get both signals when our terrestrial signals are impaired. We know how much you depend on continuing to receive WHQR. We are always determined to restore full service as soon as possible. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. I sent out that e-blast, as I mentioned, late Tuesday afternoon, and I got responses from several people. Listener Sarah wrote, "Thanks. I wondered why." And several people echoed her. Listener Laura, a former staffer here, wrote, "I'm so pleased to see Joby Sprinkle's name and remember him fondly. He's saved us so many times. Please give him my regards. And all the best to you, Cleve, as you turn over the reins." Anonymous wrote, "I'm embarrassed that we haven't been loyal donors before now. The low power situation this week made us realize how much we love and depend on you. Thanks for being such a great part of our community. Cleve, if this is you reading this, please accept my apologies for being such a slacker for such a long time." But of course. But the most common reply was a variation on this. "I'm on vacation right now and not reading email, but your message is very important to me." Listener Tim sent us a couple of interesting messages this week. In one, he found fault with NPR in general and Terry Gross in particular. "I'm tired of hearing day after day the negative reporting on NPR. In the interview Thursday a week ago, the interviewee was obviously a source of leaks for the New York Times. His sources protected with code words. WHQR needs to distance itself from NPR. He had been expelled from Afghanistan and seemed proud of it." And a couple of days later, Tim sent us this. "I listened to Terry Gross's handling of Mr. Rosenberg from the New York Times, a masterful example of how to interview a controversial subject. She very skillfully turned the interview around to focus on his own expulsion by the Afghan government and his admitted use of leaks protected by code words. What a guy. We await the outcome. I did enjoy Car Talk today, a classic version that's worth listening to again. Let's get Lyric Opera of Chicago on the classical segment. I listen to every opera that I can get a clear signal." So you win some, you lose some, and sometimes from the same person. Here's his explanation for his change of heart. "I went back and listened to Terry Gross's interview of Mr. Rosenberg, originally airing on 25th May. What is noteworthy was her skill in handling a difficult, controversial individual. She has since then corrected a statement she made about the president's knowledge of an issue. I was not in the mood that day for the negativity that prevailed during that session. Thanks for your patience." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Try the new WHQR smartphone app, and as always, thanks for your feedback.